So, you know, when you say you want to lose weight, you want to get to your goal weight, you really want to do it, but the food party never ends. You're always putting off restarting this wonderful, awesome, healthy lifestyle plan until next Monday, but it never really happens. And the time just keeps going by. You're not reaching your goal weight. Maybe it's time to get real. Welcome back to the JoLynn Braley Show. This is episode number 595, and this is Get Real episode number 135. If you have never tuned in for one of my Get Real episodes, I will explain that once we get going. The topic: do you have to grow up to lose weight? Welcome back to the JoLynn Braley Show. I am JoLynn Braley. I am the mind body weight loss coach who, since 2007, I have inspired millions around the world to get healthy and fit and avoid the mistakes that I have made when it comes to losing weight. All the way back in 2009, I began professionally coaching awesome weight loss coaching clients personally over the phone. Since I began professionally coaching, I have been helping my clients achieve struggle-free weight loss in 8 weeks or less. What does that mean to get into the struggle-free zone? Does that mean that you can eat whatever you want and lose all the weight you want? No. What it means is that you're able to live a healthy lifestyle without it feeling awful and feeling like you're restricted and hating every moment of it. You're able to live a healthy lifestyle and enjoy it. And the way this occurs in 8 weeks or less is by doing the inner work to get the right mindset. You've got to change how you think about things in order for things to change. And once you get your head in the right place when it comes to eating healthy, living healthy, living a healthy lifestyle, then it's not a big deal to do it. And then you're free. And then you're not struggling anymore. You have to do the things. You have to do the work. You have to take the action to get that weight off. But you don't hate it. You don't get in your own way. You don't stop yourself. Does that make sense? That's what the struggle-free zone is. Today, we are here to look at this topic and get real about if you have to grow up to lose weight. And wow, this might sound really scary, especially, isn't it scary to get real? Well, it's not scary to my audience here on the JoLynn Braley Show, who have told me over and over and over again since I launched this podcast in 2013 that the Get Real episodes are their favorite episodes. They love them. See, what I did back in January 2013 when I launched this free weight loss podcast, I decided that once a month I would put out one episode that was a Get Real episode. So that means that we are now in the 135th month of this podcast. That's the 135th Get Real episode, but the actual episode number is 595. So I have to give you a warning about this episode. You're not going to like it, and you should leave if you're looking for more excuses to make, if you're looking for more people to blame, if you're looking for more reasons to fail. if you are not willing to take full badass personal responsibility for your actions, your decisions, and your results, then you will not like today's podcast. If you want to blame the government or blame the processed food industry, even though they do, you know, they want you to be fat so that you just keep buying their food, but you can't blame them because then you have no power. If you want to blame other people, if you want it to be your mother's fault, your father's fault, your husband's fault, your kid's fault, your sister's fault, your brother's fault, your neighbor's fault, your ex-boyfriend's fault, if you want to avoid being the reason to change, because you are the only one who can change. You can't make anybody else change, and it's not your job to make other people change. Your job, and the only thing you have power to do, is to change yourself. So, you're not going to like this podcast if you're not willing to look at yourself, get real with yourself, which means being honest with yourself, so that you can then get on the path to better results. Now, if you are willing to take full personal responsibility for yourself, then stick around. And before we get into today's topic, I have a free download for you, which you can get right now if you would like to learn a little bit more about this whole topic of a weight loss mindset, which is 92.8% of the problem. Or it's 92.8% of the solution. Because once you get a weight loss mindset, then that's when you set yourself free. So if you'd like to learn a little bit more about that, you can grab my free ebook. You can get it at www.easyfunweightloss.com/ebook. All right, so on today's Get Real episode, on this topic of, do you have to grow up to lose weight? Well, yeah, maybe you do. And by the way, I can speak about these things because I've had the same problems. Even what I said at the very beginning of today's episode, when I said, hey, you know, you want to lose weight, but you're not doing it. And you're always putting it off. I've been there. I know exactly what that is like. I totally understand. And I also understand this topic of, hey, maybe you have to grow up to lose weight. So, you know how little kids are, or even babies, all right? A baby, and you were once a baby, I was once a baby wants what the baby wants when the baby wants it. And you better get it for the baby or the baby will scream and cry, right? So if the baby is physically hungry, that little baby is going to let you know and you need to feed the baby. But you know what's really interesting is that if you don't force the baby to keep eating, the baby will stop eating once the baby is full. Isn't that interesting? So whether you're struggling right now with binge eating, emotional eating, compulsive overeating, mindless eating in front of the TV, late night stuffing, late night sneak eating, whatever your problems are with overeating and overweight, you did not always have that problem because when you were a baby, you knew when you were full and you didn't want any more food. In fact, babies, if you try to put more food in their mouth when they're already full, they'll start just dribbling it out. They don't want more food. They're not waiting to be stuffed. They just want to eat, get rid of their hunger, and then they're okay. Now, that topic is not really on the topic of today's topic of growing up to lose weight, but thought I might as well share it with you since we are talking about babies. And maybe that will give you some hope just to know that you didn't always have these problems. And so Therefore, you don't have to have these overeating problems, but you have to learn new ways to eat and live, and you need to change your relationship with food. You need to heal the root of these problems, and we can't do all that in a little free weight loss podcast. We don't have enough time, and what's most important is you have to have two-way communication if you want to heal these problems and break free of your overeating in 8 weeks or less. That's the work that I do with my coaching clients directly over the phone, and it requires two-way communication. So anyway, just know that you were not always like this. You didn't always have the problems that you have now. Okay, now back on the topic, though, of being a baby or a little kid, they want everything right now, and they need to have it now, and they don't have the ability to look ahead or to see what's out in front of them. Everything is now. Everything, I call it baby time. Now, 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 give it to me now. All right, so what if you're an adult, which obviously you are listening to my free weight loss podcast here, but you're living in baby time. All right? So just look at the way that you eat. How often do you have to have what you want and you've got to have it now, and there can't be any other way except having it now? And it doesn't even have to do with physical hunger. If you really get conscious and become aware of how you're eating, most of my coaching clients, when I first start working with them, they can't remember the last time that they were physically hungry, because emotional eating and binge eating is not about physical hunger. It's just about eating to eat, to either stuff your feelings, to numb your feelings, to avoid your feelings, to avoid your life, to avoid problems, whatever it is that you're using food for. So what if the eating that you're doing is, what if you're eating in a baby mentality, meaning that it's all got to be right now? All that matters is now. Give it to me now. I got to have it now. Damn the torpedoes. Give it to me now. I need my fix now. Get out of the way. Don't bother me. I'm eating this. And that's all there is to it. But then you don't lose weight because of the choices that you're making, because of how you're eating, what you're eating, how much you're eating, when you're eating. It's not working. Are you following what I'm saying here? So what if you need to come out of the baby mentality where everything is about now, 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 give it to me now. I have to have my instant gratification. I have to have what I want now. I can't wait. It's got to be now. Give me the sugar hit now. Give me the sugar fix now. Give it to me now. Got to have it now. Got to have my comfort food now. And whatever I want now. Food party. Woo! Every day is a food party. Every weekend is a food party. The food party doesn't end on Monday. I say it's going to end on Monday, but it doesn't end on Monday. It just keeps rolling on. What if it's necessary to grow up to lose weight? What if this is something to get real about? What if you need to help your inner baby or your inner child or maybe both grow up so that you can be the adult making the food choices, the eating choices, the lifestyle choices that are going to allow your body to let the fat go over time? And this is the big problem. The big problem is that weight loss does not occur in an instant. Weight loss is not instant gratification. You can't get instant gratification from weight loss. And you know what? Another problem is here is your phone, the internet, social media, all of these instant dopamine hits that you get. Looking for the likes, looking for the feedback from strangers who you'll never meet, strangers who don't pay your bills, strangers who don't help you lose weight, strangers who don't care about your health and your fitness. But you're looking for them to give you that hit on your social media posts or whatever, your pictures or your comments. It might not look like that has anything to do, that subject of the instant gratification from the internet, from social media, from your phone. And I just have to make a comment here too. Do you know how many people I see walking down the sidewalks looking at their phones? I'm out. I walk for my cardio and I'm out there walking and I see so many people out there on the sidewalks looking at their phone. How can you really be here now and walk and be in your present moment looking at your phone? Not to mention, I have actually seen people riding their bike looking at their phone and crossing the street looking at their phone. What a way to get wiped out by a car, you know? So that's a little segue there, but it might be something to also get real about in a bigger sense so that you can be on the planet long enough to get to your goal weight. Can you imagine? I just thought of this just now as I'm talking. Can you imagine getting wiped out, walking across the street, staring at your phone, and you never did get to your goal weight? I mean, what the heck? For most people who have overeating and food problems and overweight problems, losing weight is the hardest thing they'll ever do in their life. Can you imagine getting wiped out because you're not present, you don't have your wits about you, you're not alert, and now your life is over and you never even reached your biggest goal that you wanted to reach? You could reach all kinds of other goals, have the best life, have, you know, great finances, a great family, great home, love your work, all, you know, everything's going great. But if you're not able to control your eating, if you don't feel good about your body, if you don't feel good in your own skin, if you don't look great in your jeans, if you don't have a good relationship with food, then you're not happy. You know, it's just a fundamental thing. And it's okay that it's a fundamental thing. And it's okay that you want to get it fixed and get this under control, because your body is what you're living in. Your body is your vehicle here on this earth. And if you don't feel good and you don't look good and you're not showing up as your best self, that goes with you everywhere. And it colors every experience that you have. So after these couple of segues here, possibly something else I've shared might be something that you might want to also get real about. And especially the main topic of today's episode here, getting real about, hey, do I need to grow up to lose weight? Do I need to come out of this baby mentality? And do I need to be looking ahead instead of only looking for instant gratification in my present moment? And you know what's interesting is that this pursuit of the instant gratification versus long-term progress, that right there is the definition of addiction. It's when your instant gratification is more important than your long-term benefits, your long-term positive, healthy results, which is a perfect example when you're looking at this topic of weight loss, which can only occur over time. You can't have it instantly. But when you are stuck in using food for your instant gratification, and you're stuck in the baby mind, which is got to have it now, it's got to be now, doesn't matter about tomorrow, doesn't matter about next week or 6 months from now, I have to have what I want now, and that's all that matters, to heck with everything else. what happens is continuing to chase that instant gratification only delays your end goal, which requires time. You can only reach your best body and your best weight and your ultimate best look in your jeans by coming out of the baby mentality and the instant gratification search, you know, that constant need to have it right now. It's a real get real moment that you have to let go of that. Maybe you can't have your cake and eat it too, especially if you eat a piece of cake and you can't stop there. If you're not able to eat one piece of cake and stop, but instead you have to keep going and you have to eat another piece and another piece and another piece, then that's going to be a problem, isn't it? And I understand because I've done that too. But it doesn't get you to where you want to go. It doesn't get you to the weight that you want to be. And it can be hard to get real about this. It can be hard to really look at what you're doing to yourself. But if you don't stop and take a moment and get honest with you, how will you ever get to where you want to be? How is it going to happen? You know, we're already in March 2024. Did you make a New Year's resolution for January? And that was supposed to be the big shift, but it didn't last, did it? So that was January, February, March. That was 2 months ago. Pretty soon, before you know it, March, April, May, we're going to be in May. And then before you know it, it'll be the 4th of July. And then the year will be halfway over. And before you know it, you're going to be in another position where you're going to be looking at making another New Year's resolution to lose weight. Unless you take the time right now to get real with yourself, which is not about beating yourself up. It's just about getting honest with yourself. What am I doing? Where is this going to take me? Is my end destination going to be where I want to be? You know, is what I'm doing now going to lead me to the destination I want to be? Or do I need to do something different to get to where I want to be? And then what if you don't know what to do to get to where you want to be? I mean, obviously, you know that you have to change your eating, right? And if you have already had success in the past with a healthy eating plan, but you weren't able to stick with it, or maybe you did stick with it and you got to your goal weight, but then you gained it all back, then you do have the experience of eating in a way that works for your body. And that's great. But the problem is, if you don't address these issues on the inside and you don't heal that storyline, then if you remain fat on the inside, even if you lose weight, even if you get to your goal weight, you're going to come back to a fat body because the inner and the outer always match. That's actually a universal law. The inner and the outer always match. So if you really want to get to your best weight, your healthiest weight, and you want to stay there, you have to become the you on the inside that matches that. So you actually have to become thin within if you want to get thin on the outside and stay there. You can't have a fat mindset and have a thin body, because your mindset is what is going to determine your decisions, your actions, your behaviors, and your results. So if you think fat, you're going to do things, you're going to take the actions that will give you the fat on your body. If you change your mindset, if you think thin, which might sound kind of hokey, but I'm being real with you. If you get a thin mindset, which has to do with how you see yourself, how you think about yourself, how you feel about yourself. It's deep inner work. If you become that on the inside, then your behaviors, your choices, your decisions, your actions will match. And then that will give you the result of that body on the outside. And then when you have that, when you become thin within, it's not a struggle to do the things that match because you're already a match. It's all natural. It feels natural, which is awesome because then you don't get in your way anymore. Isn't that cool? So, if you're willing to get real with yourself, which means get honest with yourself, and if you really want to make real changes, but you need help and you want to go within, it makes sense to you that you need to become thin within if you want to get all the way to your goal weight and stay there on the outside. If you would like my help to do that, your first step is to apply for a complimentary weight loss discovery session with me. You can get that going at www.discovery-session.com. www.discovery-session.com. Congratulate yourself for listening to today's episode all the way to the end. You must be willing to be honest with yourself and take a look at yourself, which is the first step for making all change. So that's awesome. Please congratulate yourself on that. And ask yourself going forward, is this action that I'm about to take, is this something that's going to lead me to my desired outcome? And your desired outcome is not going to happen immediately. It might take you 6 months to get to your goal weight, but is what you're about to do right now, is it a match to your end goal? If it is a match to your end goal, then you're on the right track, right? I am JoLynn Braley, permanent weight loss coach, founder of the Inner Self Diet, the diet that you need if you really want to get out of the struggle, reach your goal weight, if you really want to lose weight for good. I wish you your best life, living inside of your ideal body, looking your best in your jeans without apology.